talk politics now, as joining us on the ticket hotline, an old friend of the show, he is still the front runner, according to the polls, for the Republican nomination for president. It's Donald Trump. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing? I'm doing tremendous.
Yeah, I guess you are. You're still leading in the polls, and you got to feel good about that.
I'm having an absolutely tremendous morning. I'm leading in all the polls. All the polls. You can't find one poll in which I'm not leading. And if you do find one of those polls, it's incorrect, it's not luxurious, and it isn't tremendous.
Well, fair enough. How are you finding the campaigning? Is it starting to wear you out at all?
Not wearing me out at all. I have tremendous energy. I never sleep. I don't have to sleep. I've done away with sleep in my life because I've reached that level. Okay, the very top level of being a human, that's where I'm at. And I like campaigning. I like shaking people's hand and having them tell me how great I am. I meet tons of women on the campaign trail. It's wonderful.
Well, I don't know if you need to be chasing women if you're trying to become president.
Who is this one? Is this one Jody?
Yeah. Some people call me that,
Jody.
Yes. Yeah, I'm George.
Yes, I was warned about you. Clearly, you're jealous of me. You're jealous because of the amount of vagina that I have in my life.
Oh, gosh.
Look, I've got more vagina than all women combined,
Hey. Okay?
Hey. Mr. Trump, this is a family program.
You probably haven't felt anything more than the drunken grip of your own hand in 10 years, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I know your type, Jody. You probably spend your Friday nights hunched over an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog, tugging and crying.
Oh,
we know this. This is established.
No, I don't think you know that.
Bobby Jindal dropped out. Why aren't you covering that? See, you and the liberal, lamestream press don't cover these things.
Yes, he did drop out, so that's another one that you've eliminated.
I could have told him from the very beginning that nobody wanted a Cajun Indian in the White House.
Well, I don't know if that's why he dropped out.
And Ben Carson is an absolute loser. Nothing tremendous or luxurious about him. He has no idea what he's talking about. He's already screwed up his campaign by making stupid statements. I mean, how dumb do you have to be to screw up a presidential campaign, okay? Come on, this is not brain surgery, Ben.
A lot of people think you're going to screw it up at some point, that you're going to say something that's so far out there that...
Okay, Jody, here you go again. This is what you do. This is what you do.
What do I do?
You interrupt me before I start talking. Okay?
Sorry.
Okay, these two Mexicans I'm up against now, they don't stand a chance either.
Jeez.
God.
Ted Cruz looks like an aggressive Baptist deacon. Marco Rubio looks like the overly cologne sales guy that you can't get on the phone after your order goes wrong. Okay.
Okay.
And the only candidate for president that slept with more women than I have is probably Hillary Clinton.
Okay, now that is all unfounded.
Right, you heard me. You heard me just then. You heard me with your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I have exclusive, intricate, platinum-level orgasms.
Well, we don't
okay,
care.
I don't know that that's a campaign point.
Jody, my orgasms arrive in 26 distinct and separate phases.
Well, I don't care. And that sounds like an outrageous claim.
Okay. I've been known to stay in orgasm for two and a half months at a time.
2.5 months?
Yes. And I have 10 billion pieces of money. Can you comprehend that? 10 billion pieces of distinct and separate pieces of money.
No, we can't comprehend that.
How many do you have, Jody? Three? Four?
Yeah, we'll go with four.
There.
Yeah, we'll go with
Did
four.
Did I hit it? Did I get in the range?
You nailed it, as always.
Okay, I tell you what, Jody, why don't you go back to your mud shack and add up your net worth by counting the aluminum cans you've collected over the past month. Okay? Out.
Oh, wow. There it is. Drop the phone and it's gone.
He does not like you.
No, he doesn't. That is Donald Trump exclusively here on The Ticket.